we are out in Saugatuck, Michigan, shooting our 2014 Colts Chiller calendar. We were really looking for a beachy look this year with the calendar and wanted to incorporate sand and sunsets and water and even kind of incorporate kind of that girl next door Midwest feel. The goal for this year's calendar was to make it elite and one of the best calendars in the NFL and to really portray each girl's beauty and make that photo the best photo that they've ever taken.
But the girls do a lot of it themselves. You know, they've been doing it a long time, and a lot of them to get to this point have been very active in what they're doing, so they know how to pose. They've been practicing, which is fantastic. So once they get out there, they have half a dozen poses in mind that they want to do, and we just kind of roll off of those and do variations of those.
The most nerve-wracking part about being in the calendar shoot is actually the preparation. The day of, it is so exciting, but leading up to it, there's a lot of anticipation and preparing, so all of that kind of wrapped into one big bundle, that's the hardest part about it.
Being in front of a camera is probably one of my favorite things. Like I said, I love performing, I love being in front of a camera, I just love showing my personality to people.
I do get really nervous because I've never done any kind of modeling before. I am a lot more confident than I was my first year, and I think that my photo shoot last year, having much more confidence then, is going to help me tonight do my best.
It's always a dream to, like when you're a little girl, to always think that you're going to be in a magazine or on a movie cover or something like that, but this is like a dream come true, it really is, especially being a Colts cheerleader and having everyone work and kind of make you look pretty and then being in this environment, it's really a dream come true.
I never in a million years have pictured myself being in a swimsuit calendar. I'm definitely nervous, but I'm excited to see the results, and I mean, the crew's great, so I know they're gonna make me look great, and I'm just excited to see how everything turns out.
The personality of the town, I would say, was, you know, it's a small town in the Midwest. The quaintness of it was nice. It was unique. The big difference in the shoot was the openness. You know, we were able to get a sunset and sunrise, which we haven't had before. But here we had it right at the peak of the horizon, and it's, you know, dancing on the water. And so it was absolutely beautiful.
We had sunshine every single day that we were here, which provided beautiful sunsets and over the water. And I definitely had a vision of having a pretty girl on the water in sand with the sunset, and it was perfect. You would look at the scenery and you're like, yeah, that looks great, and then you'd actually see it on film, and it was amazing.
To pull off a shoot like this on location, it takes a lot. For us to get the looks that we wanted, we had a full lighting crew, three assistants, full video crew, and then we pulled people in to hold reflectors and scrims and things. So a lot went in to just get one shot, but you have to have that on location like this. You have to have a huge support staff. We couldn't have done it without everybody like that.
So my experience as a cheerleader, I think, helped with the calendar shoot because I've been in their shoes. So I've been there where I feel a little uncomfortable, and I know that a lot of them need encouragement and to tell them that they've got a great shot, and also to make them all feel important and that each shot matters and everybody on this team matters, and really wanted to make them look as beautiful as possible.
Yep. Okay. That's a wrap.